So this morning I'm going to be sharing with you about something in the devotional. It's entitled The Guardian. This is actually something I was going to share last week because it really talks about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, which we very much were focusing on last week as we were celebrating Shavuot / Pentecost. And so that's what we're going to be talking a little bit about, but from the prophetic angle. In Genesis 24, verses 51 to 61, I'm not going to read it, but it is the account that we're all, I think, pretty familiar with of the servant, the very faithful servant going to get a bride for the master's son, Yitzhak, or Isaac. And we know later that the bride, in fact, is Rebekah. In John 16:13, the scriptures tell us that the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth and show you things that are to come. That's interesting. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. There are many journeys in the Bible that were made by camel. Some very, very important journeys that were made by camel. So can you just imagine, here it was with Rebekah. When she said yes to marrying Isaac, Abraham's servant immediately began preparing to take her and all of her retinue, all of her maidens, on a long journey through a Middle Eastern desert. God bless that man, right? And imagine seeing that, a caravan of the bride and all her maidens and everything she had to take with her to make life more comfortable for her and for them on these camels going through the desert. That must have been a sight to see. She was being led, and this has always been amazing to me, by a man she didn't even know, never seen before, a stranger, the servant of Abraham. It had been his mission to find this bride for Isaac and to bring her to the groom. She was now his responsibility. She was in his care. He was her guard, thus the name guardian. He was her guard for the journey. It was his responsibility to bring her safely through the desert. Sound familiar? Beginning to? Home to the tents of Abraham. And only he knew the way. So not only was she trusting herself and her maidens into the care of this gentleman, but she didn't even know where she was going. She didn't have GPS on that camel. Rebecca had no idea exactly where she was going. So what did she have to do? She had to trust. She had to trust his intentions, his knowledge, his leading, his commitment to bringing her where she had to go. And so, she had to let him bring her there. Now, let's look at the mystery of this. Rebecca is the bride. Abraham's servant, the very, very faithful servant, the servant of the Father, is the Holy Spirit. The servant's mission is to bring the bride to the bridegroom. Thus, it is the Spirit's mission to lead you and me, to protect you, to guard you, to guide you, and to keep you from going off the path, and to bring you safely home. Since He alone knows the way, what must you do? Exactly. you must trust him to lead you, and let him lead that bride. The bride must be guided by the leading of the servant, the Spirit, every day of her life. She doesn't need to know every part of that plan, does she? He sees the big picture and he sees the details. She just needs to know whom she believes in. She needs to know him and believe him and trust him for the journey. For in that journey, in that path, she needs to know him who journeys with her. And she needs to allow herself to be moved by his moving. And as she stays close to him and goes as he leads, she will end up dwelling in the tents of the Father. Amen. I guess I better turn this thing off. I always have trouble with that.